Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello, hello, hello. Belly up to the bar. There is much, much to discuss. First off, I hope y'all enjoyed the 32-team breakdown. I got a lot of positive responses on Twitter. Give me some more positive or negative. I am thinking, no promises, that was an ordeal, but I would like to do something very similar between the big waves of free agency and leading up to the draft. And obviously there'll be less to discuss because they'll have more needs filled. Well, maybe not less to discuss, but we can certainly do 10-15 minutes on every team yet again. Let me know if that's something you would like. You know, we'll tear through those again. There was a lot of content there. I hope you guys enjoyed it. But no rest for the wicked and the weary and the sick and the coughing. But it is 3:20 on Wednesday. So we're about 24 hours into free agency news, although nothing is official until tomorrow. So I'm going to react to some things that look like they're basically done deals. And a lot to happen and fun stuff, man. Let's start with the Niners. Brian Hoyer's going to the Niners. See, I like that. I mean, perfect bridge guy, smart. I actually recruited Brian coming out of St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland, and I think that's the year we took Joe Flacco at Pitt, and he ended up going to Michigan State. So we loved him back then. I've been rooting for him. He was a great kid back then. I haven't talked to him since, but to me, he's a low-end starter, great backup, perfect bridge guy, smart. I think him and Shanahan would get along well. Sort of a similar mold to Cousins and Ryan and some of the guys Shanahan's dealt with. So I like this. You know, tons of money to spend. To me, it's the bird in the hand. You just add him now. Depending what happens on the Cousins and draft front, if you have to live this season with Hoyer as your number one quarterback while you throw things around him and build, so be it. It seems to have cooled down, but yesterday there was serious talk about Cousins almost as a done deal going to the Niners, and I still think that happens. I think they go into the season with Cousins as a franchise guy and Hoyer as the backup, but I think this bird in the hand situation, and this might change by the time you even listen to it, is wise. You know, when in doubt, why not? You've had such quarterback problems there. I'll react more to Cousins if and when that happens. I would like that move for Washington. I would understand it for San Fran, but I do like the Hoyer situation. They also added Pierre Garçon, which makes perfect sense. And I think I even mentioned him when I previewed the Niners that they need an NFL receiver that they can count on. And Garçon was kind of the model of that amongst the free agents out there. So I love this, you know, that I'm not saying he's a number one, and they may never have a number one until, you know, next year's draft, or who knows. But at least he can move the chains. He knows where to be. He's a good player. Does a lot of things well. You know, possession. That's great. I mean, that's what you need. And baby steps here. I think that's a really good signing so that the receiver position just doesn't totally derail the passing game. Tyrod Taylor, according to reports, is staying in Buffalo. And my take on this is good. It's smart. I mean, I don't think they could have done better. And I'm not the hugest Tyrod fan in the world. I always say this about him, that if I was his lawyer for or against Tyrod Taylor, I could make very strong points in either direction. But in the end, he's the 18th, 19th best quarterback in the league. Bills have a lot of uncertainty and a lot of change. I think keeping him makes perfect sense. And if they could design the offense around him, and I thought the last regime did that really well. We'll see if this one does. And incorporate his running and play action and deep shots. I'm cool with it. But in the end, I just think that Buffalo, and I guess they're restructuring his deal too. You know, not just going to pay him this huge lump right up front for the next 2 years, keep him around for the longer term. And you got Cardale Jones waiting in the wings. There's a lot of things I would do with the Bills, and if interested, definitely go back and check the Bills podcast out. That now I think you don't draft one. I think you go into the season with Tyrod as the guy for the foreseeable future. Big project at hand with Cardell, and I'm cool with that. And I'm using picks on Mike Davis or on Davis or Williams or right tackles or tight ends or, you know, I mean, defense, obviously. So I do like this move. I like the stability sitting here in early March of, okay, we don't have this crazy uncertainty revolving around the most important position. The next move to discuss is, it sounds like maybe by the time you listen to this, Tony Romo will be on the street. And I think that's the right move. Do right by the player who's done right by you all these years. I like that a lot for, you know, what Dallas is doing. It doesn't free up any cap space. It really doesn't help them. But apparently nobody's going to pay him. Nobody's going to give you a draft pick for him with his contract and his age and his injury history. So my prediction is Denver. I think Houston's is the hot name right now at 325 here on Wednesday. But I think he ends up in Denver. And I think I told you a little birdie in Indy told me that's something that they're quite interested in doing. I think that makes perfect sense. And if I were Denver, the second move there, and we'll get to that, would be maybe you can get a third or fourth round pick for Simeon. You know, that if you can bring in Romo, let Lynch learn behind him, and he seems like he's immature and still learning, work in progress, not as far along as they would have hoped at this point. Romo's perfect to get them back in contention, you know, a pseudo Peyton Manning situation. That makes a ton of sense. And Lynch learns on the meantime, and maybe you get a pick for Simeon. And the Broncos have some money to spend, and hopefully they'll spend it on offensive linemen. But also want to tell you about SeatGeek. Great sponsors of ours. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want or concerts or wherever you want. See up close and in person. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year or the biggest concert. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. Used it recently to take my son to a Penguins game. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. There's no doubt about that. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any games coming up during the week. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. That's awesome. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket on SeatGeek you buy is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. $20, free $20. So this is what you do. You download the SeatGeek app, you go to the settings tab and add a promo code. Enter the promo code LONFL, as in Locked On NFL. LONFL. SeatGeek will then send you a $20 check in the mail after you made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LONFL now. Now, let's get back to all the action. Maybe by the time you read this, actually it'll come out tomorrow. It'll come out Thursday, but I'm in the process now putting the final touches on writing an article for FanRag Sports on Brandon Marshall to the Giants. So if you want real detail what I think on it, check that out. I'll certainly be posting it many times and retweeting it on Twitter. But I really like this move. You know, I would much rather Brandon Marshall than Victor Cruz. They get him at a pretty good rate. I think at this stage of his career, he is no longer the hard to deal with, bad influence, bonkers type player he was early in his career, and he's gone out of his way to figure out a lot of bipolar situations, and now he's a much more mature and advocate for bipolar, the condition in general. He's grown up quite a bit. I think he'll be a positive influence on Beckham and Shepard, you know, a young guy. That's a fearsome threesome there, and I like it a lot. The Giants play more three-receiver sets than anybody in the league. He's also a very good blocker, something that they haven't had. I think his addition lightens the need for a tight end. It doesn't eliminate it, obviously, but it lightens it. You know, he can come in and block near the line of scrimmage. And he's just a much different receiver than Shepard or Odell. And, you know, after the catch, go up and get it. Red zone, I dig it. I think that's a great pickup. He certainly wasn't unemployed long. Doesn't even have to move houses. Still good. I mean, basically, you know, goes to work in the same building every Sunday. So that's a pretty cool deal. Another move, it sounds like Ricky Wagner is going to make a fortune to sign with the Lions. I would rather have Wagner than Reef. That's a good pickup for them. You know, they're not light years apart, but, you know, he's a quality player, seems to be an ascending player. Tackle was going to be hard for them to fill, you know, something we talked about in all the previews. They have more guard types. You know, they had Reef and Warford both up for free agency. I think Warford was more replaceable considering what was already on their roster. I would imagine they're probably done now with O-line, with the exception of, you know, third-round pick on a guard, something like that. And at Detroit now should be focusing mostly on defense. The Dolphins have locked up Branch, who, you know, not everybody noticed it, you know, with Williams and Wake there, but Branch had a really nice season for them. So I think it was nice to make sure he didn't get away. I think the defensive end situation now isn't nearly as dire because of it. Still would be looking for defensive end early in the draft, considering Wake's age and Branch isn't a superstar. But I do like this move quite a bit for the Dolphins. Makes perfect sense. Chandler Jones. We knew he got franchised, knew he was in the long-term plans, basically the second they traded for him from New England. He's about to ink a five-year deal. Perfect. You know, I mean, this is a guy you cannot let get away. Jones is a great player. I mean, he's a great player. So, good work by the Cardinals. Make sure that they lock him up, franchise tag, can pull it off him and make sure he's not going anywhere. That's exactly how you draw it up. Good move.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.
Another re-signings, a couple other re-signings here. Doyle, the tight end for the Colts. I had talked him up saying this is a quality player on an offense that wants to run a lot of double tight end sets. I like this move a lot from Indy. Good work. Again, sort of like the Lions, I would think you would now dedicate a lot of what you do going forward to the right side of the offensive line, running back, and boy, the defense. I mean, go back and listen to the Colts preview I did, and just even if you just fast forward to the defensive section, it's miserable. It is miserable. But Doyle's a good young player. I think Luck likes him a lot. Don't want him to leave. I like this pickup too. San Diego, I still think they have a need at safety, but Adai was resigned. They're going to move to more of a Seahawk-like defense. I think he's your chancellor. Oh, I know he's your chancellor in this defense, but he's certainly not in that league. But he's a quality player. Your only other safety of note is Lowry. So keeping a guy that's an ascending dude that fits the scheme, I think makes sense. You know, didn't break the bank on him, but I don't think you want to go into draft with only Lowry as your safety, and you don't trust him. And still, I mean, where San Diego's picking, maybe they end up with Hooker in the first round. Could take the dude out of LSU, too. I mean, their first-round pick could be a safety in early round one still. Carolina has basically kept all their defensive ends. I guess this is good. You know, I mean, Charles Johnson's the latest, but also Horton and Addison. They're okay. They're a good group, but there's not a difference maker of the group. I mean, they're good against the run, quality NFL players, not young. They're okay. I mean, I want a demon, though. I mean, for a four-man heavy rush defense, I want a demon at defensive end. But at least you go into the draft now and you could say, we've had success with these guys before. We don't have to add one. It's a really good edge class. Maybe in the second round, there's a guy there that's really exciting with a lot of upside. You draft him and add him to the mix. But my hunch is they're happy with these quality, good run stuffing, not super upside dudes. I mean, it's kind of what they've had at the DN position now for a while. And it's worked. I mean, I just would like better. But again, I mean, I think you're checking boxes. You're eliminating needs. That's kind of what this Adai move is, the DN moves for the Panthers. It doesn't eliminate needs, but it's nice to go into the draft saying, we at least have what we had. You know, that we're not less than where we were. So if we can't add the guy we love, we're still okay there. That about sums it up. I mean, I'm buzzed through these pretty quick. Elvis Dumervil was also released. That was something I think we all expected. Mentioned that a week or two ago that, I mean, I thought that was the right move considering his age. The Ravens don't have a lot of cap space. This frees up a fair amount of room. I don't know that they'll be, I mean, Wagner sounds like he's going to the Lions. I think Williams will leave as well. There is talk that they're highly interested in Torrey Smith, who's been released. I absolutely could see that because if you know the Ravens, that also means they don't compromise their compensatory select. Excuse me. That's my first cough of the day. It's not too bad. Maybe I'm getting better. That doesn't compromise their compensatory selections because Torrey Smith was released. They do need the home run threat. Match him with Perryman, I would imagine, to be that deep guy. That would make some sense, too. But the Dumervil release doesn't move the needle. I think this was highly expected. So tomorrow often is Twitter Thursday. It's not going to be this week. I just know in the next 24 hours, there's going to be way too much to talk about, that there's going to be more moves. There's going to be more rumors. That's just how the way we'll handle it tomorrow. Just the rest of this week, we're just going to be talking about free agency because it's going 1,000 miles an hour. It's hitting you like a tidal wave. It's great stuff. I mean, this is my favorite time of the year. I do wish that the gap between the combine and free agency would have been bigger. There's so much happening. I mean, as a scouting staff of one, I frankly can't keep up, especially with the combine stuff, but I will be on top of that. I'll be on top of these draft prospects, as always. But that's a wrap, man. Check in tomorrow. Let me know what you think of what we've done lately, and spread the word. Spread the word. I want this thing to grow. So, over and out.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.